Hello, my love bugs. It's 2:03 p.m. It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. We're getting into water sign placements. So we're on Divine Masculine water sign placements, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. But I'm not gonna lie. I see in the spread right now, it's the same couple. I don't know what the fuck it is, but this is really kind of creepy. There's like a vampire couple that's listening that, it's the same situation. Like, it's, when I tell you it's creepy, it's creepy. Like, it's a whole nother day now. Like, the last time I did this energy was Wednesday, the day, like, you know, yesterday. And I didn't even have no cards shuffled until like literally 2 minutes ago. I shuffled the cards. And this was the first time I wasn't like asking questions as I'm shuffling the cards. Like, normally I'll do that. But I forgot. I was just kind of zoned out and was like, oh, okay, I know it's for these signs, but I ain't know it's gonna be like this. Like, it's kind of creepy. Who do y'all be listening? Like, how do y'all be finding? How did y'all find my podcast? It's the real question. So, I guess it's continuing on because I could see, again, the couple. Your train? Yeah, bye-bye. I can see the couple, and I can see the younger version of y'all the same exact way. That's how I know it's the same reading, but it's a different sign group a whole nother day later. Let me get my bang together because I wasn't really expecting this. And then we'll be back. Okay, so we're back. So, yeah. You could be a Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio, or you have these placements in your chart as well. Or, since it's this vampire couple, it's like you and your partner both have similar placements in your chart, but y'all might have, like, one of every element or something like that, or at least the ones that I mentioned this on. And I think that was like air, fire, and water in your chart. But yeah. So boom. The masculine, divine masculine, vampire couple. this is crazy. It's like, I don't even know where we left off because I thought we were done. So I guess I could just read it from here. It's talking about like going on a journey in order to find a home or like the area that you're from. It's too much history. Like, I gotta leave. Yeah, I'm a little concerned about, what I do for work, or people are realizing I've been around since their grandparents' time, or it's something like that. Yeah. They realizing that you're, oh, I see. Okay. You have to leave because they realize that your job is just like a hoax or something. Okay, so it could have been like around the time where, like, you know, Uncle Sam is getting more like cracking down on like taxes and all that kind of stuff back in the day. So it's like something like that. Like, you've been having this business for this long and you guys have been working for this long. But first off, the numbers are coming back like crazy. How old are you guys? But then also, like, I don't know, it was concerning here. So, starting to raise question. with the big mansion too. It's like something about when you left from when you left from the coven. What? It's like something about when you left from the coven this happened or something like that. Yeah. Because I guess that's their fear. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody recognizing y'all or whatever. But I think I said you guys know how to do stuff that they don't know how to do. Y'all didn't teach them or y'all didn't get them the potion or whatever. Yeah, with this wisdom here in the universe, you have universal wisdom that they don't know how to do and you didn't teach them. Yeah, so it's something about, like, you branching off and going and having somewhere else to live. And then, like, for a while, it was a little good, but then it maybe became hot or, like, something's different. You have to be more creative about something because it's like, okay, we are going to end up being this age again. So it's like we gotta come up with a reason or, I don't know, like invest it somewhere or we gotta do something soon. Yeah. Something like that. Is this like, why does it feel like I'm doing like an interview with a vampire or something? This is crazy. But, it's okay, so boom, you got universal knowledge and you got the little serum shit to do what you gotta do so that you can come back. So I feel like I'm like right in that time period where it's like we learned the details and like who you would be, so boom, you know who you are. And then it's like now it's going back to the reason, like, you had to leave New Orleans or you had to, like, come up with a new idea or something like that. So, like, so you're not quite at the point that you're reborn into, your grandkid or like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like this couple is y'all, but it looks like on one end, it looks like a grandparent or a great grandparent, most likely like a great grandparent or a great great or something. And they met the divine feminine out the couple. And the divine feminine is actually her. It's like some type of time bending shit, just slightly though. It's like there might be a picture with the divine feminine holding herself in a way. It's like some trippy ass shit. And it has something to do with this alignment here. Oh, I get it, I get it, I get it. It's like timelines merging. So the last time these timelines could have merged together like this, okay, it's making sense. So the palindrome, I think that's how you say it. It's basically when you can look at a number in the same way that you can read it is like front to back. You can read it back to front and it's the same number basically. And I think starting 420 for like the next 10 days or so, like it's going to be just straight palindrome numbers like that. And in a way, it might be the universe's way of telling us that like with a palindrome, it's like a time where two timelines could cross or something like that. And the last time this happened, there's picture evidence of this in the Divine Feminine's family records or like something like that. I'm gonna pause it here real quick. Okay, so this is kind of trippy, but it's cool, but it's trippy though. So it's a palindrome, and I was wondering what was the significance of 10 days in a row being like that. So this happened kind of like towards whenever you guys were actually born. And at least on one of you guys have this picture, and I feel like it's the Divine Feminine out the couple has this picture. Cause it mainly, it's like, I'm not going to say that this not both y'all family, cause y'all both did live a past life with these vampires and people, but the Divine Feminine has proof in her photo album somewhere of this that I'm talking about. And it is, herself holding herself, cause a palindrome is like a mirror almost. So like, but the mirror is, it's still you and your partner, but it's like you get to see what y'all look like at that age when y'all was older. If that makes sense. Yeah. And Divine Feminine could have been like a baby or a toddler or something like that in the picture with, so she's like playing with herself. Like she's the grandma, but she knows that she's the child. And that the magic worked for like at least like 10 days. It was like this. So she could have like, oh, bring my grandbaby over here. Or, you know, oh, there's just a new great grandbaby or, you know, something like that. And it's like, oh, bring them over here. And then boom, they both got to see themselves in a way. Now, if it's on the Divine Masculine side and it's like the same thing, there might be a picture or something. I don't know, but I'm really feeling like this is on the Divine Feminine side. So take that as it resonates. Can you get mama the remote, Bubba? Right there? Yeah. Yeah, so like, if it is on the Divine Masculine side, then it's just like you got a picture with your grandpa. And it's like a great grandpa. Like you only really met him like once. And ever since then, it's like you spent time with yourself. Or if you met this person, it was like once or twice, but it's not like hella to the point that it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's some grandparents that you spend hella time with, and there's some where it's like randomly you might go see him once or twice. Yeah. And this was only possible due to like a sequence. Yeah. That's crazy. It's crazier because it's like on your timeline, they might have passed. But on the timeline when they were having that palindrome, it's like y'all timelines could have merged and y'all were both there at the same time. I don't know how to explain it. It's like you might have record of them on your timeline, like passing at a certain time, a certain year, but it's not right or something is off. I don't know. It's a timeline thing. This happened quite a bit back in the day. And there's like picture proof. You know how like back in the 90s, we had like the little Kodak cameras and everybody was taking pictures. Everybody got the like actual pictures, not just digital, but like they have them so you can put them in photo albums. It's like in there for sure. Yeah, that's crazy. What else? I feel like some of these memories you might be picking up in your dreams or like when you're relaxing, resting, meditating or something like that. You might be picking up on some of this stuff. With the temptation, with the balance here, like, it's giving me, yeah, with this palindrome coming up, you guys are, it's like there's two realities, or like you're trying to figure out which one is real, or which one are you on, or, I don't know, it's like the energies are colliding again. Except you guys are not on this timeline anymore, right? Where like the grandparents are still alive to be able to talk to you or anything. But it's like, in this way, it's like you're aware of who you are, if that makes sense. Cause, okay, so how am I trying to explain this? So boom, you're going through this situation and you're living your own life. You're just living life, doing things. You're going through shit. You're becoming spiritual, whatever. And boom. And then now all of a sudden everything's adding up. Every time, like every episode is like, this is my life. It's adding up. You got the proof, whatever you need. You know, this is real. This is crazy. But then it's like something's coming up from this vampire past or something on this current timeline for you that is like conflicting, or it's like causing you confusion of some sort. Yeah. Yeah, there's like a lot of back and forth, or like, I don't know, maybe you're scared, or I don't know what this is. It's not funny because I'd be scared too, in a way. But it's like, maybe if you center yourself, because I see balance here and rejuvenate, like maybe you center yourself, it's like you'll realize like there's nothing to really be scared of because it's you, you're yourself. But it's like, I don't know. I think, you know how we always, as humans, believe that, like, there's no other beings on this planet, and it's just humans? I feel like this is just proof that, like, no, this is a vampire, which is a demon in its own way, but this is a vampire. You're an ancient spirit. You're very old. You're etheric. You know what I'm saying? Like, you came through a long time ago. It's more so like your fallen angel or something. And I say that sometimes when I'm doing readings, but like, basically you are the type of fallen angel you are, got casted down and they created a group and they became vampires. And then you had your own branch for a while. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, the knowledge you have from being a fallen angel and from learning from a fallen angel, it's like universal knowledge. So you know how to still do things and get away with things. But it's like the conflict that you're going through is self. It's like you're doing it yourself. Yeah. Which one, Bubba? Yeah, it's like you're doing it yourself or something. Because it's self-conflict. I see like you're in your own head about it or something, which, I mean, I would be too. But I hope the rest of this reading helps you understand a little bit more that it's like, it's not nothing you could really help. It's something you already did. But it's not even really saying that you're in trouble. It's just like you have certain rules on this planet or something. Like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know what you believe in spiritually or what you were raised upon, But whoever this is for, it's like, you already done did basically the worst thing in the God's eyes. So since it's like, you did this by magic in way of the universal knowledge, it's like, all right, man, I give that to you, but you better behave here. So as long as you know you ain't been doing nothing crazy, it's like, you get to live out your human experience. I don't know. But for you to pop up in like a divine presence, it's like, if I was saying that you're karmic, then you would be getting in trouble. But it's like, you're divine. You ain't got to really trip. You're just here with your lady living life, but you are a vampire. Like, I don't know. So they just want to make that clear. Like, there's certain things that you cannot do, and there's certain things that you could do. And while you might get hit by a car or like shot or something, you might not die. But like, yeah, it's like too much sun, I'll kill you, you know? Like, so it's literal. You can't do things that, you know, will get you in trouble, basically. Yeah. Or you'll get back, like, you'll be out of here. You'll get in trouble. So that's probably why you've been, like, goody two-shoes, or you're like, yeah, I'm not gonna, that's good. Like, don't do nothing extra just because you know this information. It's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, this is somebody's life. I don't know. This is somebody's whole life. It's like you've been waiting to, like, find yourself or something like that. Or it's one of those things also with the waiting game. This is like, you're hella ancient, so you've been on this planet forever, but this is like the first time in a long time since you're able to be human. So in a way, this is like, after this lifetime, when you go back to being whatever you are, it's like, this is cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll keep this memory forever. I actually went for the one time, got to live out being a human again and seeing what it could have been like if I wouldn't have never turned for the one time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like you guys perfectly planned to come back this way through the palindrome or something. Yeah, so it's like the first time you guys were able to see that your spell was successful was when this great grandbaby or great great grandbaby was born, and y'all as a couple held the divine feminine in y'all hands. And even if the masculine wasn't there, because clearly they're not family, but it's like, this is her family that did, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to say, like, yeah, like the great great grandma is the baby. You know how people be like joking or whatever on the fucking social media, like, the grandma is the baby. No, but like literally. And in this case, there's a picture to show this. No. Yeah, that's crazy. And it's like, in this lifetime, you guys have like a cute ass love story, or it's like something like super drawn out, or like, it's like, it's romantic, but it's like, we've been through hell for this. Like, you know, that's my man, that's my woman, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's because of this, it's a contract. Yeah, somebody was in their head about this. I mean, there's nothing you could really do, but basically, I see in the cards, it's like, you're upset at yourself for something that there's literally, you can't control it. Even the guys, it's just like, lift it up, like, just understand. If you ever break any of these rules, we're gonna get you. But other than that, live it up. You got away with it. You know how to do magic. Like, what do you want me to do? You got universal wisdom. Just, it's like the way that you're using it is not bad. It's like you using it to just like pop it. You're just like, damn, I just want to be a human for the one time. It's like, all right, cool. You ain't kill nobody. You know what I'm saying? You ain't do nothing drastic to do this. It's just like, y'all just know how to do it. So Nah, all right. Like I said, Saturn and the gods have to make a deal. Saturn's like, but look, this is, yeah, they're demons, but hey, like, you know, look, they're good. They're good demons. They just wanted to follow the rules. The other ones is tripping. Like, what about this? What about this couple here? They're like, all right, this one fucking couple, or there might be some other ones here and there. But like, for y'all, they're like, all right, look, they just want to work. They just want to earn some money. They're going to go through hell. Going to put them through hell. Because they did do this. That's why your life was so hard. But once you get to a certain point, we'll leave you alone. Saturn will come back. You can live your little life and play like some type of human fantasy out or something and have all your little kids and run around and all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, y'all could do that. But basically, yeah, it's like, I don't know. Somebody's in their head about that. There's nothing. The gods can't even do anything about this. It's you guys know universal magic. It just is what it is. Yeah, it's about making sure that you live up to that, though. Like, you want to be here? Cool. Nothing wrong with it. They're over it. It's like, you did it. Even if we stop y'all from doing it, you're going to do it again, you know? So, shit. We gave you the hardest tasks to see if you can make it through. And y'all did. And y'all found each other too. But then y'all did it separately. All right, cool. Matter of fact, we give our hats off to you because we, y'all demons, we thought y'all was just gonna fuck it off. Like, we were expecting you to fuck it off. But it's like, out of all the fallen angels, I can't speak for everyone, but y'all showed us that y'all could be redeemed. So this is like something that's like the first time this could be happening or something. Yeah. There's like Venus here. Venus energy here to like balance things out in the love department for you guys or something like that. Yeah, because it's like the cosmos is like, damn, we had our eye on them two over there. Those were the troublemakers in the universe. They can really do damage, but like they did what they said they were going to do in their contract, even if they didn't remember. Facts with the Justice card here. Justice, tempers, lovers, the Star card. Basically saying like the cosmos is like, okay, that's dope. You guys kept the oath, or you kept the contract. Like, you guys didn't steer away from it or corrupt anyone or do a bunch of wild shit. And even though you were kind of under this illusion and you didn't remember this until now, I guess, it's like you didn't rain down on humans, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could have. And it could have been all bad. Yeah. The energy that was expected was like, you guys are free and you guys have these gifts or these powers or something like that. And like, you guys just taking over. They were a little concerned. They had them their eye on you. It might have felt like your whole life, like God was just especially watching you. If you did a little something that was against the rules, you would get in trouble. But everybody else, it seemed like they ain't never had no karma. But you can't steal a piece of bubblegum again. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a lot of heartbreak. It's like, damn. All right, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why it was so much like you couldn't do nothing. So you probably stayed away from doing stuff. It was because the gods were watching over you. Yeah. And this is because you guys not only manifested your way into being humans, but y'all also manifested money and wealth with that. It's like, hold on. You're cheating life here. You're cheating. We like how you played that role. You did that. Checkmate. But like, how is this fair? And you're like, I don't know, but I'm going to bring the bag with me. And the gods are like, damn, they already done did it. I mean, we can get them this new beginning, but yeah, let me show them a lot of heartbreak just in case they try to get out of line. Facts. Yeah. So since a kid, you were like under scrutiny or you had to go through shit. people were talking to you crazy, or you didn't understand, like, why you went through half the stuff you did as a child. It's because it's like, you were grown. It's like, in a way, you were kind of grown before, if that makes sense. Like, you know how some people be like, I had this responsibility as a child, so now that makes me grown, or like, I didn't have a childhood or whatever. You didn't really have a normal childhood, in a way, for some things. Divine masculine water sign, because you already, as a child, thought like a young man or something like that. Like a young adult man. Like, you just made it 18 or over or something, but you're like a child. But that's the mindset you had. So, like, you could have been smart for your age, or you could figure things out, or, you know what I'm saying? But I see it to anybody else in human world, it would look like, oh, this kid had responsibilities young, so that's why he's like that. But, like, no, for real time, I'm seeing this because even though you were a baby, your mental, your soul, you were already thinking like a grown man, or like a young adult male. And just in the way of like figuring things out, and you being super smart, you were talking early, things like that. Like figuring things out, or you just like know how to build a little robot, or, you know, just like good with your hands. Like, oh, this kid got a random like talent. Like, whoa, my kid is super smart. It's like a child prodigy or something like that. Your divine feminine could have been the same way. Or she's just like, it's like those kids that you can tell they've been here before, but like y'all literally have been here before. And y'all just came back. So separately, you and your divine feminine separately was both like child prodigies or something, but it's because you guys were reborn, or just like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like, y'all, it's y'all again. Yeah, them babies that be talking hella early and shit like that, that's like that. Yeah, like, I'm seeing the old lady coming back. Facts. This is crazy. So it's like, since y'all just came back, you guys had a lot of knowledge that you just previously had. But it's like, I'm trying to figure out like how that goes away, or. Yeah. So since y'all just came back, it's like, you're on your path to being yourself. Or, like, it changed or went away because it's, like, now you're a human, so it's, like, you're supposed to find yourself. Like, that's the whole point of life, is to find yourself. And look at different possibilities and keep an open mind and learn and all that kind of stuff like that. So it's, like, yeah, it's, like, your mind was clear. So for a split second, you knew. It's, like, y'all knew that y'all came back. And then, like, after that, it's like it was wiped clean, like a clean slate. And then you guys were children. But it's like, the only thing that wasn't wiped clean was like, you guys were still smart as hell. Like, I already know how to read. Writing comes easy. Pronouncing words. You could have been talking at, like, a young age, like, full-blown conversations. Yeah. Like, full-blown conversations at, like, 4 or 5. Yeah, I see 4 here. For some of y'all, like, 4. Speaking very clearly, very grounded, very, I don't know, like, opinionated, or You know what I'm saying? Like, both you and your divine feminine. Facts. Yeah. You guys could have ended up in the same area eventually. One could be from, like I said, family from New Orleans. Because that happens sometimes. People be like, oh, yeah, no, I'm from here, but my whole family's from here. And they all still live there. Or, you know, I visit sometimes. Or shit happens like that. But if not that, it's like, for sure, somebody in the family from there. On this divine feminine side. Y'all was both led to the same city or state that y'all met in. Mm-hmm. But it's like, y'all don't really be going back there like that. Yeah. For these reasons here. Yeah. For these reasons here, because it's like, you know, there's like some type of dark occult magic or the coven, or it's just like, it's too close proximities. Yeah. Y'all like, them motherfuckers know my secret, or they might recognize my face or something. It's like, even though we're younger, it's something that is just like, nah, we're good. Yeah. That's crazy. Too many sneaky motherfuckers around, or y'all know certain streets is off limits, or y'all, it's like y'all just know that place like the back of y'all hand. When it comes to New Orleans, y'all been there, done that, lived that. So, yeah. As a couple right now, you guys do not want to be there. Y'all might be further. Like, couple states away or on the other side of the world. Something. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, so you guys met each other. I'm seeing with the King of Cups, Four of Cups, Divine Masculine, Water Sign Placements is the one that approached the Divine Feminine by way of like a offer or a love offer, or I like you, or will you be my girlfriend, or however. This is how the couple started. I feel like I said this yesterday, but I don't remember. Yeah, on like a phone. Yeah, text message, DM, something like that. It's a message of like passion or like flirting, feelings, something like that. Yeah, this is crazy. This is crazy here. Yeah, so, so with the Eight of Cups here and then the Death card here, the ending, walking away from death. This is funny. This is ride or die. This is ride or die energy. It's like, would you be my ride or die? Or would you, rock with me till the wheels fall off? Or it's like something. Yeah, it's something, a conversation like this, like, would you leave me hanging? Or it's like, would you be there for me forever? There's something in this conversation, in this text message, was like ride or die type energy. Yeah, this is so funny. Oh, shit. Because it's like, or like, it gives me like that Joker Harley Quinn vibe. Like, would you live for me? Or, you know, when he's like, be careful what you say. Or whatever the fuck that fast ass thing he says. But it's Joker and Harley Quinn vibes too. Or like, ride or die energy. Like, would you live for me? Would you die for me? Something like that. Yeah. This is because you guys have, it's like y'all remember each other. There was some type of a connection when y'all first seen each other. It's like, that's my baby. Cause y'all got the same face or like a very similar face or something. It just looks like you. Yeah. So this divine feminine, if she's lighter, it's like you're lighter because you're not down there with the hot sun. you're somewhere that might got a lot of trees or a lot of shade or something like that. It's colder climbing because I see somebody like hiking the mountains, trees, something like that. Down there, it's more humid, it's more hot, it's swampy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like there's a skin tone difference, possibly, but that's really the only difference. It's like if y'all were to get old and look like y'all, it's gonna look like Divine Feminine's grandparents. Yeah. That's crazy. Yep, it's the same. Yeah, Divine Feminine could be the one from out of town because I see a feminine energy like when they're younger going to a certain city or state and like coming in from out of town. Yeah. That's crazy. So it's like, all right, look, we're gonna live here. And it's like, you get yourself established over here to the masculine, right? Because I'm talking to masculine. You got yourself established over here. And then whatever family you grew up with, you're established, you're set. So then, boom, Divine Feminine comes through. And she's like, look, we can't fuck with my side of family no more because, nigga, these are the people we're trying to escape. And you're like, all right, boom. So I'm going to get established over here real quick because, like, this is what we need to do for our future because these motherfuckers try to kill us. So we can't go back to your side of family for help. We got to do things on our own. Yeah, facts. Facts. That's crazy. Okay, so boom. Even though I'm talking to divine masculine water signs, I feel like I do see there's messages about both y'all in here. So it's just the same couple. Just keep listening. So boom. For the divine feminine, she knew she made this deal. She knew she made this deal with the devil in order to come here, Saturn. Papa Saturn or Satan. Bubba, back up off that TV like that. Sit down. Yeah, my shoes. Those are my shoes. Those are my slippers. My slides. Sorry. He be trying to put on my slides. What am I saying? The Divine Feminine, she remembered or she knew as a child that she made this deal with the devil in order to come back here because of a tea party incident that happened. Yeah, go ahead. Because of a tea party incident that happened as a child. So she might, this Divine Feminine might like Alice in Wonderland or something like that. But what it's giving me is like, she could have seen imaginary friends or she can see spirits or demons or something like that. And like, she actually was like speaking to one as a child during a tea party. Like in her room, like she could have been the only child or something like that, but in her room, there's like teacups and stuff sitting around. You know, there might be like little stuffed animals here and there. But she actually sat down across from like a figure, like a dark figure. And it was speaking to her. But I see a rabbit on two cards, so it's like, oh my God. Oh my God. This is kind of crazy. There's like a stuffed rabbit or something, like a little teddy bear that she would carry around as a kid and have tea parties with, but it was like possessed. Or it's like, that's how she seen her. This is giving me like Donnie Darko vibes, but no, that's like how the demon presented itself or something. Dang. So this is why the divine feminine in this coupling sees demons. Like, she might see other spirits too, but this is why she can see demons clearly. It's because you guys are one. You guys are vampires. But as a kid, she was like able to see it like hella clear. Now she might see it in like a frequency. There might be a certain frequency that she sees, like a light frequency or something. Yeah, that's crazy. Facts. Facts, 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 facts. Yeah, the only reason why, okay, so I'm seeing it's the same woman, just one's darker, one's lighter. The only reason of the skin color difference is because of whatever city, state, country that you guys are in. It's like there's not as much sun or just something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm also seeing there's movies about you guys. But how? That's the thing I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, did y'all write the movies? Is it the coven writing the movies? Like, trying to tell y'all, like, bitch, we know you out here. Like, because I do see there's movies about y'all. And every time I'm talking about this little girl and how, like, even though she's, like, a human, she's a little girl. She's a human in today's time. It's like, on this timeline, she went into this at like 6 or 7. It was a vampire. So it's like that movie Abigail coming out tomorrow. That's what it reminds me of. But like, there's movies about y'all. But how? Or there's like, okay. Yes, yeah, somehow there's movies about y'all. Baba, back up from over there, please. Thank you. There's movies written about y'all somehow. And it's like so creepy because it's almost as if they knew your life. Or like, how would they know to write these, yeah, movies about you? And these are some of the most popular movies, like, some of the ones probably that I mentioned, like Interview with a Vampire or the movie Abigail about to come out, or Lost Boys. Just like movies that are low-key kind of accurate. Or this is about like different lifetimes that y'all lived, or you know how it's always like that type vibe, like in Lost Boys. Even though they're ancient, it's like they were living in that timeline. Dressing like that timeline with the little mullet, little thing going on with their hair. Like the 80s vibes, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these stories are like about y'all though. Or like all of y'all as a whole, I don't know. But it's like every lifetime that y'all live, even before you guys came back right now as humans, right? Even when y'all were just reverse your age and move like y'all did before, y'all probably done this multiple times. Every time I see the masculine is in charge of getting the house together. Very handy. Like, you might naturally be good at like putting together shit, taking shit apart and putting it back together in a different way, or like a mechanic, or you can build fucking robots or something. You're like techie maybe, or just all the above. You might be like good at carpentry if you tried, or like landscaping. Just like, you can take care of the entire home. You can do tools and all that kind of manly stuff. You might be good at sports. If you want to, you could, but it's like, eh. It's like very well-rounded. The feminine's well-rounded in her abilities and stuff too. Like whatever she's good at. Yeah, it's like you guys are very balanced type of masculine and feminine energy. Especially when you guys are like together. You know what I'm saying? When you guys are together, it's like one's very balanced. The other one is just like, ooh, I can do whatever I want to do. And I feel like that's always the divine feminine, kind of just like random or like free spirited or something like that. With the full card here and the Queen of Wands, like a fiery spirit or something like that. Like you guys have to be grounded by like the principalities of things. Yeah, we can't do this. We can't do too much. Or as long as we don't break these rules or just stay good people, we'll be fine. Let's help the community in some type of way. Raise our kids. But like, you can still be free spirited or want to travel everywhere. Just like one of those people, like, I'll try something at least once or just fun. And the masculine is a little bit more grounded. Just like, okay, that's nice. I just want to be a dad. Or like, I just want to be a husband. Or, you know, I just want to produce children or something like that. A little bit more like traditional. Yeah. Might have some things that you like to do for like pleasure or leisure, like eating pizza or, like, oh, this food tastes really good. You guys might be like, I don't know. I don't want to say food critic, but like foodies, like, you love good food or you love a good meal or something like that. Divine Masculine might like to play video games in his time. Like his pleasure is like, it's like y'all don't have to leave the house. Y'all would want your house like as decked out as possible. So I don't have to leave the house. You guys are used to not really leaving because you guys, it's like that vampire energy is still instilled in you. So it's like, okay, if we do go out, we're doing a couple little things, it's cool. But like, once it hits a certain time of day or a certain time of night, or if it's too hot or something, we're not leaving. Or it's just something like that. Yeah. It's like your old ways may be coming back too, because it's like the time, the palindrome. So starting 420, but for like the next, I think, at least 8 to 10 days, maybe. It's all going to be like the same numbers back and forth with the dates. So it's like certain traits or certain things might be coming up, or dreams, stuff like that. You guys might start to remember. Something like that. Y'all might start to remember certain things or have visions of your past life or dreams about it or something like that. Because it's like the timelines are merging. The only difference is on the timeline that was merged before, you guys were alive as Divine Feminine's grandparents or great-great-grandparents or whatever. And y'all were able to see each other. And then now that it's merging again, it's like this hasn't happened for at least 30 or so years. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. At least with this alignment and everything else going on with it, it might not happen for like 30 years or so. Yeah. There's like, yeah, things coming up from y'all past or memories, even if it's not physical things, it could be memories coming up from you guys' past or like feelings, like childhood, like neglect, or you're remembering certain memories and realizing like, wow, I really was trying to get attention from them and they were this and that, or like, wow, I really was ignored all day, or I was just hungry, or I don't know, just like childhood stuff and remembering things about how parents talk to you or guardians talk to you. Or like for Divine Masculine, if you joined a gang or something, it's like that moment you joined a gang or that you felt like you needed protection or just like certain things popping up. Yeah. It's like, in a way, you know what I feel like this is? Since the palindrome is not mirroring the old version of y'all, because on this timeline, you guys will be passed away, and you guys are like great greats. So what it is mirroring is like old versus new, or like before and after pics. It kind of gives me like the timeline you guys are on now. You guys are about to like, it's like, this might be propelling you guys forward to like a new beginning or something. Yeah. It's like a new beginning. Like, if y'all been going through things financially or you guys are not together, and on this time you got, on this timeline you guys are together. It's like, it's still the same you guys though. It's like you guys, me versus me, but like on this timeline, we're already together and we're on our way to get married and we're about to start having conversations and we're doing this and that. On this timeline, we're not together right now or something like that. Yeah. So I said this before, but I was saying like, if your spirit team has either been saying it through me or anybody else, that you're waiting on divine timing or like you're waiting on certain planetary alignments, this is what I mean by this type of planetary alignment. Back up, Bubba. This is what I mean by that. Like, it's so specific. Like, this divine feminine, when she did this spell or, like, led y'all in this spell to do this, it was specific as hell. Yeah, and it's like, this is something she did in order for y'all to have a new timeline. Like, y'all keep jumping timelines or something. But it's like, you're remembering things from the past, but it's like two things could be true at once. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, you're remembering your childhood in this way. And then you're having dreams. And that actually makes sense to that movie I was watching the other day called Frequency. And I think it was made in like, shit, like 04 or something, somewhere in the early 2000s it was made, and I just watched it the other day. But it was called Frequency. But it was like the dude, it was like the Aurora Borealis or like the Northern Lights was over his home, and he had this old radio from his dad, and somehow he was able to message his dad from that same radio spot like 30 years before that. And technically his dad was dead, but he was able to prevent his dad from dying on a timeline where he was still alive. It was like the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights was like able to connect them 30 years apart. So 30 years into the future on his time. And then it was happening right then and there, or a week apart from, it was like he was predicting what was about to happen to his dad like a week ahead of time so he can save him or anything like that. And they kept altering things, which changed other timelines, because they would alter something on this timeline, so then another timeline is altered because of that or something like that. But that's what it's kind of giving me. Like, the reason that you guys are like switching timelines like this is because you're altering timelines in order to get to the one that has you guys having the wealth in each other on it, if that makes sense. Like, something like that. The gods basically is not going to make it easy for you to get this. So it's like her magic comes into play. But this is not something she did in this lifetime. This is something that she already did. Yeah, with all these wands here to say, like, this is a lot of power, passion, energy, magic put into this. Yeah, so you guys were waiting for this timeline for a reason, or you guys keep skipping through, but it's like you guys are having dreams about these timelines or something. I I don't remember what episode I said this on, but I said it on one of those episodes, and I was like, there's a lot of timelines, or like I said something about the eclipse and like seeing timelines or a bunch of parallel universes being all open at once. So the divine feminine knows how that works and what alignments creates those multiverses open at once. Parallel multiverses. So it's like, since this is back, it's happening again, but you guys are skipping through timelines or something to the ones that don't serve you, but you're seeing it. Like on this timeline, this is how the family was, and this is how your family was like this, but this was your outcome. Or on this one, we weren't together, or we were together, or like, it's a bunch of different things. So yeah, on some timelines, you guys died. On some timelines, you didn't. But it's like, you guys are going through these timeline jumps, and you're seeing them in dream time. So if you're not understanding what you're really dreaming about, this is what it is and why it's happening. And it's like, you can't pray and ask for this to stop. It's like a spell that was already done. Yeah, in order to get you guys to the timeline where it's like you wake up and you're a fucking millionaire. And it's like, what? Overnight? Like rags to riches? Or I got the winning lotto ticket numbers in my dream and I played it and it's real? Or like, I don't know what it is for everybody that's, I don't know, there's only a couple. But it's like, there's gonna be a timeline when you wake up on and it's like you're instantly famous or you're instantly a star, or you know what I'm saying? Like something like that. It's like, whoa. That's what we were doing in dream time? Yeah. And it's still parallel to this though. It's still like a parallel dimension, but there's many of them. So at night, you guys are going through them to see which one it is that you're looking for or something. Yeah. With the Knight of Pentacles, that's like the one that you guys are, it's like a whirlpool or a wormhole or something is present. I don't know what this is, but there might be like a wormhole or something. I don't know. It's something that you guys are doing, though. It's some science shit. I'm a pause here. Okay, so this is a hell of a fucking spell. So boom, it was whatever she said manifested. This is how you guys are getting to this timeline. She's so far popping up as damn near all of the energies at once. She could be anything. Like, divine feminine knows how to switch up the energy or something like that. She also could pull, it's like a shape-shifting thing. It's like, you might have noticed that your divine feminine, I don't know if she still does or she used to, but like when she switches up her hair, she can look totally different. This could be like, maybe she's not a wig girl, but like she used to wear sew-ins or wear extensions in her hair, braids, her natural hair out, and like every style, whatever color, different cut of the hair, a bang, no bang, curly, poofy, whatever, afro. It's like she looks like a completely different ethnicity, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you might know that she's this culture or she comes off as this culture, but when she has a different haircut or hairstyle, she might look like she's a whole nother culture or something like that. Yeah, it's like she's a shapeshifter. Whoa, that's crazy. Or it's like, damn, that's the same, that's you. Or I don't know how to explain it. Like, you might notice or you might love this about her, but like other people, when they look at it, it's like, damn, that's you in this picture and that's you in this picture. You look different, or you look like, I like both hairstyles on you or whatever, but it's like, you look hella different from what you do in this picture. In this picture, you look like you're like this. in that picture, you might look like you're like that, or, you know what I'm saying? Okay, hold up, Bubba. Yeah. Yeah, Bubba. Yeah. I feel like maybe friends, I could see that there could be like jealous friends, or if she did have like human friends at some point in time, it could have been like jealous, or damn, you can pull off, you know how some people like, yeah, you can pull off anything, but like it's deeper than you pulling off any look, or it's deeper than you. It's like, even if they have on the same shirt or they're trying to match, it's like, how do you look another culture or something like that? Yeah. Or like the style is so unique. It's like, yeah, your person's like a shapeshifter or something. Divine masculine, your divine feminine is like a shapeshifter. Depending on what, how her hair is styled or colored, she comes off completely different. She might have different aesthetics or something. Yeah, one moment she could be like this Afro-Bohemian style goddess. The next moment she's like a, she looks like she's like mixed or something like that. The next moment she might look like she's a hard ass, a badass, a goth, and she got tattoos. And even if she always has those tattoos, it's about how she covers them up or wears her clothes or how modest or revealing she is. It's different. It's just like, what the fuck? Yeah. She might dress like different. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. It's like, even if she gets thicker, she gets thicker in the right places. Like, her boobs grow or her butt grows. It's like, it's just the perfect amount of body every time. She manifested this. Yeah, with the Queen of Cups here. Finally, the King and the Queen of Cups both pop up. Because she was showing up as like every type of flavor. But it's just one person. It's like, how do you look like that? You might can look at her pictures right now and be like, damn, if I didn't know, like, kind of disassociate a little bit and be like, damn, if I didn't know this was my babe's culture, I didn't know she was mixed with this, or I didn't know whatever, then I would think that if I was just looking at a random picture of her scrolling through, I would think this is her culture based off this picture. But then if I looked at this one too, and that's the same person, but she looks like this. So like, you can go through her pictures and just like look at her, and you could see the shape shifting I'm talking about. You can be like, damn, she does look like this in this picture with these type of bangs or with this hair color or whatever, whatever, whatever. If she gained a little weight or she got a little bit more chest or a little thickness to her, like, damn, now she does look this way. And I don't know, it's just like pictures. Just look at her pictures. She manifested this on purpose. Cause it's like, if I'm gonna be a human, you feel me? She's like, if I'm gonna be human, and I only got this one lifetime to pull it off, I'm going to make sure that it's like a glamour spell or something. I'm going to make sure that anything that I put on, I'm her. You feel me? Anything I put on, anytime I do my hair, I get my hair done. She might not do her own hair. She might not do her own hair because it's like, yeah, no. Either way it went, as a vampire, she can't have nobody doing her hair. You feel me? So, natural things like that is like her thing. Or she just be like, I'll do it myself, because it's like, y'all had to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm seeing a very old school, like, y'all used to wear like the, y'all been through every generation, like the, that generation, like the French people used to have those little corsets on and they squeeze them hella tight so the girls could barely breathe, and they had a little fake little poom poom booty things to make their little backside look bigger, and they had a little, you know what I'm saying, they that little shit. And then the man had like the top hat on with the little watch, the little hanging little watch. Yeah, all that, like, that's the vibe. That's the vibe though. That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all came from, like, back in those, like, the... But y'all in the South, so it's like Southern Belle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But this is the so it's like... This gonna be a masculine that's gonna kinda, he might say, oh shit, or he might freak out or something. When you see, and you piece together the puzzle of, is this me and my female she's talking about? I see that there's physical proof, physical evidence it is. You're gonna see this by looking at her pictures. And you be like, oh, that's what I seen in her eyes. Cause you probably seen some in her eyes that it's like, damn, her eyes are sexy, or her eyes are like familiar eyes, or is that why I'm attracted to her? I love the way she looks at me, or I can read her mind by looking at her eyes, or it's something about like she has seductive eyes or something in her fucking pictures or something. And you're gonna realize that, like, no, the reason you're that drawn to her eyes is because you recognize her. Like, y'all don't look exactly the same, but y'all kind of do favor the past life y'all just had, but it's like her eyes are the same. If that makes sense. Like, you can read the soul through the eyes, you know what I'm saying? So look at her eyes, look at the pictures, look at her eyes, look at the pictures, and be like, damn, if I didn't know this was the same chick, I would have thought it was this. I'm telling you, you're gonna see. And you're like, that's why her pictures are so powerful. Or like, she might have on all her clothes and she still be getting hella likes or hella views on her shit or something. It's because it's like, people can't quite explain what they're attracted to about her. But this is what it is. She's a vampire. Yeah. You might be seeing people commenting, shooting their little shot in their fucking messages, or like, not her messages or comments or whatever, people also looking, and you're like, oh, they're saying that, yeah, it's they see her eyes. They don't know this means she's a vampire or whatever, but it's like they can see the same thing you see in her eyes. It's just now you understand what you actually see. They don't know what they see. They're just like, she's alluring. Like, imagine you guys were vampires and y'all had this bloodlust still and like fangs, and this was that lifestyle. She could lure her victims in by looking at them. So that's kind of what's happening. But for you, it's just like, damn, she's sexy. Masculine is just like, damn, she fine. Like, oh, it's her eyes. And then now it's like, oh, it's her spirit. Oh my God. Oh, that's what I'm seeing in her eyes. Yeah, it's a soul. It's like you're seeing her soul. Facts. And you can see that, like, if you really look, you can see her soul. She has an old soul. You might be able to see visions, or you can see past lives of her when you look at her or something like that. Yeah, if she has a talent, a gift, it's like, it's an old talent or gift. She can do shit that's like ancient. It's like, how the fuck you know how to do that? Nobody has done that in like 10,000 years. How do you know how to do that? It's like, oh yeah, I don't know. She could be like, oh, I read a book about it. And it's like, there's no books about that. I just see a lot of her energy is very ancient. Or it's like she's like factual, or has a lot of knowledge or something like that. So it comes off like, I read a lot, or I know this much, or I know that much, but really it's because she has endless knowledge from being so old. It's like, if she gonna be a vampire, she gonna read her some fucking books. She probably done read every book that's ever been written. She might be the type where it's like, I don't have to read that book, I already know what it's about. People are like, what the fuck do you mean? We just started talking about this topic and I just got the book. I just told you about it for the first time and you're telling me you know about it. And it's like the theory of relativity or something like that. She's like, yeah, I already know. And she'll start explaining it, but it's like, not even word for word, that's still in the book. It's because she already read this shit. Like, the person that came up with the theory, or the first astronomer, the first genius, you know, the first physicist, or like whatever, she already knew them. She talked to them. She been around it. Hey, Bubba, back up. You guys have experienced many timelines, so yeah. The only thing that was like, the thing that was, I see that you guys was like, and especially with the masculines I'm talking to, like, you're like, yeah, she's still sad. Like, she can have all this knowledge in the world. She can do all these things, but it's like, she's not a parent. I just see her and you on different timelines, getting old, growing old, being young, growing old, being young, growing old, being young. You guys, I see like the 40s, the 20s, the 40s, the 30s, the 50s, the 60s, you know, like, you guys living out different generations, and then before then, and different fucking fashion statements, and just like different timelines, right? But then it's like, the only thing that kept her up was like, okay, but there's no children. Like, what is the point if it's just us two? Like, it's cool, but like, you know what I'm saying? I see that's what kind of made her do this, or made her, you know, be like, this is why I want to do this. Yeah. So, yeah. That's crazy. I feel like masculine, you started to remember who you were, really, around like your teenage years. Cause I see your masculine saying, I'm back, bitches. Like, you had some type of revelation of who you were around your teenage years. Like I said, you could have even, I don't remember which episode I said this on, but I said something about somebody could have, dressed up as a, vampire or something for Halloween, or I don't know, a skit or something. But like, you remember who you were as like a teen masculine I'm seeing here popping up. And you had like this vampire energy about you. So you had some type of, I don't know, epiphany or something about this. Yeah. It could have been like, but you had a lust too, but instead of it being bloodlust, you could have had a lust. Like, you could have had a little hoe phase or something like that. Yeah. Because it's like, in a way, oh, you're funny. In a way, the masculine remembered who he was, but Divine Feminine wasn't quite remembering who she was quite yet. So he's having his little hoe phase, and like, she doesn't remember that, you know, they turned human and stuff like that. He remembers in a way, but his bloodlust just turned into lust, and he's having a hoe phase. And around this time, I see Divine Feminine is having like a goth phase, or her energy's getting darker, or like she's into like darker stuff, or she's reading about the occult or something like that. So it's like, the way it is portrayed out in two different ways. One expressed it through like a whole phase. The other expressed it through like rebellion, or doing something that was really rebellious or something like that. Yeah. Or like anger streak. Okay. So Divine Masculine, you remember who you were in a way, or you were, the memories are starting to come back or something. And your dark phase was like a sexual dark phase. Like, I'm a vampire. You know, some vampires just be like fucking, it's like that. And then her energy was like rageful. Like, her vampire phase was like rageful, or like, I'm gonna beat humans to a pulp. So she could have had like a rage tendency or something like that. Yeah, more of that might come up in the Divine Feminine reading. So we'll put that to the side for now. But yeah, it's like rage. Yeah. And y'all both realize, okay, we got to slow down, or like, this is not it, or I don't know. Yeah. It showed up in the Divine Feminine as like being a thief, or robbing, stealing stuff, beating people, wearing darker clothes or like leather jackets, black pants, like just like showed up kind of like, oh, it looks like she's going down the wrong path. But it's like her vampire energy came through. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yeah, so the palindrome happened before, and this is when it happened before. So around the time you guys were teenagers, maybe like high school, like freshman through senior year or something, it started like this for y'all. She was rageful and like aggressive and doing stuff like that, and you were like being a Casanova or something. Yeah. And like, it both seemed like on both of y'all ends separately, like, oh, this is gonna go down the wrong path. Yeah. And then it was like the switch up. And then like after that, the switch up was like, oh, you guys met or something like that. So like, this is like before y'all met. Yeah, I feel like this is before y'all met. So like, before y'all met, Divine Feminine was on like a war path and Divine Masculine was on like a sex war path or something like that. And you guys are like, whatever. And then now, boom, you guys meet and it's like, oh, I like this person. I want to be faithful and loyal to them. He makes me sweet. You know, it's like, she's no longer angry or aggressive anymore. She's sweet. It was like the anger was because it's like her energy felt like a widow. So it's like in Divine Feminine's end, she didn't know that the war path she was going on was because it's like the palindrome was happening and it felt like I'm supposed to have a husband and I don't know my husband. But as a teenager, she's never probably even been on a real date or, you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't really, she don't understand where her anger's coming from. She just has anger, if that makes sense. I just want to hurt people. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? She could have a crazy amount of strength or something, or it's like, she might be a certain height, but it's like, she's scary or something like that. It's like, Jesus. It's because it's like her darker side is a fucking, she's still a demon. There's nothing that can stop that from happening. On one of those episodes, I said like when y'all get mad, y'all eyes change and y'all haven't been able to catch this, but possibly other people have seen it. It could be something like that too. But yeah, she's like, oh. Okay, I want a family with this one, or like, yeah, I could see us traveling, and we both like music, and we can go and party, this is awesome, you know, and just kind of figuring things out. So it's like, when y'all, okay, so boom, y'all both going on these different war paths, or y'all both going down different paths, y'all meet each other. And I see the, after the first encounter, Divine Masculine, he's like, she reminds me of someone else. She looks familiar or something like, it's like you're remembering who you are, but it's like, why does this energy feel familiar? So it's like, you're trying to remember who she is and why it feels familiar. Yeah. And then with the King of Cups, the Queen of Cups, it's like, I like how her mind is, or how her emotions are, or she makes me laugh, or it's like the feelings are mutual, but how come the feelings are so mutual? It was really easier, right? It's like he's trying to pinpoint, like, this is my person. I know it is, but like, I don't know. Yeah. It's like, I see all the clues that this is her. I want to make sure this is her. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so on each side, it's like, Divine Feminine was on a warpath of rage because she was feeling sad and didn't know how to express it and why she was missing something or what she felt like she was missing. And then the Masculine feels like he found what he was missing, but he's trying to like pay attention to the signs and the clues. And I feel like that's where it like started off y'all journey. So like y'all love story in today's time is like, oh yeah, your dad fucking reached out to me like this and I was just like this, and oh yeah, bro, she was beautiful. So it could be something real basic and generic, like how y'all met, but it's like, it's cute. It's not like weird or nothing. It's just like, it's cute, but it's like, it's a fairy tale. It sounds like somebody wrote it from a script. It's because it's the manifestations. Yeah. And you guys remembered each other. Like, I remember this motherfucker. Yeah. That's crazy. And then I feel like I see in the cards, like on the Masculine's end, it's like, oh shit, fuck, we met already? And it's like, you're remembering that this is your person or something like that. So it's like, oh fuck, on my end, I was supposed to bring the bag. Like, so the Divine Masculine on your end, you could have been like, driven towards getting a bag, and it could have made your partner feel like, oh, they don't really want me, or he's not taking me serious, or he's too busy for me or something. Because it's like, it's weird, but it's like, I'm seeing y'all relationship and it's just like, he was trying to figure out like, where's the bag at? Like, I did the magic, she's already here, but where's the bag? And it's because you guys are supposed to like, the thing y'all forgot is that y'all were supposed to like enjoy the human experience together. It wasn't really about chasing the bag or nothing like that. That was gonna come to y'all regardless. But like, maybe you guys both had issues with like putting money before each other or something, or business, work, whatever. Yeah. But I see the mask is like, oh shit, like I'm supposed to have a lot of money so that we can live this life. Or you're remembering more things, or even if you didn't know, remember the fucking vampire part, you're just like, I feel like I met her and I'm supposed to like impregnate her and give her money and children, and I don't know why I'm slacking, but I gotta get it together. And you can't explain this to her because in her mind you feel like she is gonna think you're crazy or something, but it's like, yeah, something like that. Yeah, so it's like you were kind of just stuck as a slave to the work, or as a slave to like, I'm getting a bag, or it's not time yet. I gotta, like, you felt unprepared, Masculine, I see. Like, you didn't expect to meet her that soon, but I feel like it was because you guys, that was actually the beginning of y'all journey. Like, that's how that was supposed to happen. But you felt like, no, I should be providing already. Yeah, like she's waiting on me to get the bag. Like, fuck, how come the bag didn't come? Like, okay, it worked for us to come back, but like the bag ain't here. I gotta get the bag. Yeah. So this was the whole issue with the Divine Masculine, I see. Yeah, and you felt like, okay, the wishes are being fulfilled. I'm seeing the dreams. She's having the dreams. We're having them together. Okay, we're supposed to work together and things like that. Okay, she's supposed to have more babies. I get it, but like, you were like a slave to work because you felt like, yeah, it's like a time thing. Like, you felt like, I'm supposed to have this already. But to her, she felt like, are you being sneaky? Or like, what is he hiding from me? Or why is he never trying to be around me? Or something like that. And you're just like, I gotta get to the bag, the bag, the bag, the bag. Cause it's like, you guys are on two different pages. Y'all don't understand that. Yes, this is your person. Yes, this is how things are supposed to go. But like, you guys met at a different age than y'all did before, if that makes sense, right? So it's like before when y'all met, you guys met because of the vampire shit. And it was kind of like one picked one of y'all, the other picked the other of y'all. Y'all grew up together and this was kind of like destined type shit. Y'all the only two that they done turned into vampires at that point, right? So it's like, this time around, you guys had separate lives and you guys grew up separately and then merged together. And it's like, when y'all found each other, y'all wasn't expecting to find each other that early in life. It'd be like, in high school or whatever, it's like, oh shit, I met my person already. What am I going to do? You know, you're kind of freaking out. So masculine on his end, it looked like, inconsistent, or like, I'm not saying what I'm doing, or I'm not doing what I'm saying, or like all over the place like that. Because divine feminine is just like, okay, we're gonna date and take things there. And then you're like, I need to already have a home and money, cause the babies, there's gonna be babies soon. So it's like y'all are on two different pages. The masculine could have wanted children, and the divine feminine's like, we're children ourselves, or like, we're this age. Yes, me too, but like, let's wait a little bit. It could have been like conversations like that. But I see in the cards, it's so funny, cause as humans, you guys just thought, you guys are going through these things, but like, this is, this is what's actually happening. I'm gonna pause it here. I'm about to, chill with my son for a bit and play, and then we'll pick it up again later. But this is like the end of part one for the divine masculine water signs. Still the fucking vampire couple. But yeah. I hope that makes sense towards the end. It was like, telling about like what you guys are kind of going through in your relationship, and like what the actual truth behind that was. It's like, yeah, it was like expecting of, but the gods are like, I guess now saying like, yeah, we didn't expect you guys to have it all together at that time, or saying that it all would have came together at that time. It was just like supposed to be a genuine meeting. Like, you guys get to meet in a romantic, genuine way. But it's like, you guys, this is the first time this happened. And since it wasn't natural and it was kind of like magically induced, there was, during certain alignments of the planet, there'd be times that you guys will remember certain things. So that's why he was like remembering, like, this is my person. I have to get this together. And then divine feminine's like, if this is my person, how come this is this? So it's like, you guys are all on different pages. So now you guys are on the same page and it's coming together again. So that now on this timeline, you guys have the abundance already. You guys have the family coming together. You guys are linking up. You guys are moving in together, et cetera, et cetera. Like, this is finally a way to get to that timeline and like make sure it's set in stone and done. So these next couple days is very important for this couple that I'm talking to. Until the next episode, peace.